How crop insurance can handle this year's drought. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Will crop insurance have the resources needed to handle potential crop loss claims connected to this year's drought? Rod Bain has more.
The question being asked about crop insurance and its potential role in mitigating impacts from this year's widespread drought conditions on crops such as corn and soybeans is this. Is USDA and crop insurance agents prepared for the potential amount of claims that could come from crop damage, both from the workload and financial standpoints? According to USDA Risk Management Agency Administrator Bill Murphy,
I think overall the company is being well prepared for what they're seeing this year.
First, from the workload standpoint, Murphy points to last year when crop insurance agents and claims adjusters had one of their busiest seasons on record.
As a result, the companies have a very experienced and well-trained loss adjustment workforce available to them this year.
Now, the administrator admits if claims are significantly more than 2011, there might be a slightly slower response time.
They will stay in touch with the grower, tell them when to expect a loss adjuster to be out there. If the grower needs something quickly, they can accommodate that in most instances. So I think, actually, the problems we had last year have positioned us very well for 2012.
Now, what about the financial aspect? Administrator Murphy says first and foremost, USDA tests financial condition of insurance companies annually as companies take risk in the program.
We do that in a number of ways, but again, they're in very strong financial condition this year, so I don't expect any issues from that.
Murphy adds there is not a set monetary amount to cover crop insurance claims. However,
we have such sums as necessary available to us from the Treasury, so there won't be a hiccup at all in that situation.
Administrator Murphy says growers who are considering submitting a claim should contact their local crop insurance agent right away to discuss options and details. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.